From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The federal government says BP can continue for at least another day a test that has stopped the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the government also says when the test is stopped, BP must open the valves on the well top cap in order to avoid any possibility of an underground leak.
It's not clear when BP will be asked to open the valves on the cap, but when the order comes, oil will initially flow back into the Gulf of Mexico. The government wants BP to resume piping the oil back onto ships at the scene, but BP says it can't do that without spilling oil into the Gulf. Eventually, they will be able to collect more oil than ever before, but still, this order would put oil into the Gulf again for a period of days or longer. BP officials have said the pressure test is giving them encouraging results, and they've suggested that they could simply leave the cap closed until they finished plugging the well. But leaving oil under pressure in the well does carry some risk, because if that pressure causes the well to blow underground, that might make it impossible to plug the well with cement. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Fishermen in the area are relieved the cap appears to be doing its job, but there's still plenty of contaminated fish in the Gulf. Wayne Ledet is a seafood wholesaler in Hopedale, Louisiana. He says even once the oil is cleaned up, his customers are not coming back.
Say they did open the waters back up tomorrow. That way I could start buying seafood again. My customers don't really want it. I really pretty much lost my business.
Even though much of the coast of Louisiana has been reopened to fishermen, many areas are still closed to shellfish harvesting. President Obama is attacking Republicans this weekend for blocking plans to extend jobless benefits to people who've been out of work the longest. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the president's remarks came in the weekly media address.
The figures are unheard of. Nearly 7 million Americans have been out of work for half a year or more, according to the government. President Obama wants to continue extending benefits and criticize the GOP for opposing him.
I've got no problem spending money on tax breaks for folks at the top who don't need them and didn't even ask for them, but they object to helping folks laid off in this recession who really do need help.
Republicans, though, say the president's plan to extend benefits only deepens the federal debt, which polls show Americans are increasingly worried about. In a statement, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said this: "The only reason the unemployment extension hasn't passed is because Democrats simply refuse to pass a bill that doesn't add to the debt." Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Vice President Joe Biden is being ordered to pay a stiff penalty for filing sloppy campaign statements while running for president. The $219,000 fine from the FCC comes in part from Biden accepting discounted travel on a private jet, along with receiving excessive individual campaign contributions. Then Senator Biden ran for about a year for president in 2008 before dropping out. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is traveling to South Asia, with the main focus of her trip being the war in Afghanistan. Clinton will attend a conference in Kabul on Tuesday. Afghan officials there are expected to offer plans that will improve security and crack down on widespread corruption. For her part, Clinton is expected to reiterate Washington's support for President Hamid Karzai. She'll also pay a visit to Pakistan, where she intends to press Islamabad to work more closely with Kabul in rooting out terrorists. Later, she meets with Defense Secretary Robert Gates in South Korea. The Czech Republic has agreed to send a new training team to Afghanistan. Bruce Konweiser has more from Prague.
The government's decision came after meetings with a top NATO official here. The primary task of the 50-member unit will be to help train Afghanistan's army. Enabling the Afghan military to defend the country has become a priority for the NATO forces in Afghanistan. The Czech unit will be deployed in Wardak province, a rural area 20 miles from the capital, Kabul. The Czech soldiers are to be deployed in September. To date, the Czech Republic has committed 533 soldiers to the Afghan war effort. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser in Prague.
China says 28 miners have been killed after an electrical cable caught fire in a mine shaft. A Chinese work safety official says the accident happened Saturday night at a privately owned mine in a northern Chinese province. The Xinhua News Agency says five bodies have been retrieved. New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner has been laid to rest in Florida. His wife, two sons, and two daughters were joined by about 40 others on Saturday at a cemetery in Tampa, where Steinbrenner's casket was placed inside a mausoleum. The mausoleum is across from a busy road from a horse ranch. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.